V'yav Yitzchak et Esav kitzayid b'fiv. Yitzchak loved Esav. Kitzayid b'fiv. How do you understand tzayid b'fiv? Mefarshim throughout Chazal, throughout the rabbis, have different understandings. Tzayid b'fiv, he's tricking his dad. He's hunting for his dad. He's putting food in his dad's mouth. V'nitparish hayat sad et aviv ha'ech ma'asrim tamelach metatevin. And the rabbis explain, what does it mean, tzayid b'fiv? He was hunting his dad with words. He was capturing his dad. How does he capturing his dad? He was saying, oh, dad, how do we do meiser on salt? How do you do meiser on straw? Do you have to do meiser on salt and straw? Of course not. You only do meiser on food, right? V'hine ein lachshov et hadavar kipshuto, ki betach lo ta'yitzchak avinu bo. Mashal says, you can't understand this pshat. Yitzchak was so stupid. Yitzchak did not understand who his kid was. You really think that Yitzchak was like, oh, this kid wants to do meiser on salt, yet he doesn't do meiser on anything else, right? He doesn't wear tzitzis, but yet he wants to, give away all his kesef, all his money for tzedakah. Something's off. Yitzchak would have realized something's off. If he was a real trickster, ech shemitchila haya shneim shavim anashim gedolim. Barak shedat Esav haya liapot et atzmo lifnei aviv kedei sheyisa chen beinav. Right? It says, and if he was. And he says, really, Yitzchak and Yaakov were growing simultaneously. They were advancing equally. Externally, they looked the same. They were doing the same thing. The only difference was what? What was the end game? Yaakov's end game was to really be an Ovid Hashem. What was Esav's end game? The ultimate con. Right? The ultimate con. Right, I don't know if you now you see me, the movie,
yeah.
Right, and the ultimate trick of how he knew the card was in the tree 30 years ago, right? Like the ultimate trick, the ultimate magic trick, has been in the makings for 30 years, right? So this is a con, right? And you have all these movies about this guy who's a con artist and he's like been conning, like this con has been going on for like years, right? Esav. Was growing up with Yitzchak, with Yaakov, and they were the same. They were equal. They were learning. They were doing all the same. They just had the opposite angles. Yaakov halach betumo. Yaakov was simple. Lama lizot im ani agun beinei Hashem yitbarach yiten belev avi Yitzchak sheipol avuri elav. Yitzchak, Esav was saying, I'm gonna con Dad into giving me the brachos, so I'm gonna work on it. I'm gonna be the person he wants me to be. And Yaakov said, I'm not going to con my dad. If I'm deserving of the brachos will come to me.
But he did con his dad.
Con his brother.
Wait, before we talk about what he did and didn't do. And
I mean, it wasn't only...
Before, Yaakov said, if I deserve the brachos, I deserve it, right? If I really deserve a paycheck, God will give me a paycheck. I don't need to work. I don't need to do this. I'll work. I don't have to be an expert worker. I'll just do my thing, right? Yaakov says, I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to be simple. If I deserve the brachos, I'll get them. If I don't deserve the brachos, I won't get them. Right? I mean, I'm just going to be whatever God thinks I deserve. That's what I want. And Esav said, I'm going to get those brachos. I'm going to do a con, right? And it says here the Me'as Shilach, Velo haya yashar be'inav darko shel Esav. And Esav, it wasn't good what Esav did. Why? Ki derech ze tzarich beirur. Ki mi yomar shekevanato retsuya pein hurak leramaut. Right? So he says like this. Take back what I said. It wasn't that Esav was trying to con his father. Esav just had an end game. What was the end game? To get the bracha. Right? But Esav, right? Yitzchak was simplicity. And Esav was fakos. Why? Because Esav said, if I'm worthy, then I'll get it. If I'm not worthy, then I'll make sure I get it, right? So Esav's now in doubt the whole time, right? And even when he gets the brachas, if he will get the brachas, what is he always going to think? Did I get it because
I was worthy,
or did I get it because I
found my
put on an appearance that I'm worthy, right? So says the Me'as Shilach the following: Avram put himself, Esav put himself in sfeikos, and that wasn't good. And Yaakov went bipshitus. Yaakov ועבודת השם יתברך, ובדברים הצריכים ברור, אם יתברר לטוב, אז הוא גדול ממי שסילק עצמו מספיקוס. Why did Esav like Yaakov? Why did Yaakov like Esav? Because Esav put himself in Sphagos. Esav put himself in. I'm going to put on this whole apparatus. Right? Maybe I'm worthy, maybe I'm not. And Yaakov played it safe. How did Yaakov play it safe? What did he say? If I get it, I get it. If I don't get it, I don't get it. Right? So Yaakov goes in and he bets small. And therefore, his return is small. But Esav is willing to put it all in. All in. All in. He's going for the bluff. And Yaakov says, that's my kind of guy. Sorry, Yitzchak says, that's my kind of guy. The guy who's willing to put himself in Sfeikos is my guy. Where did Yitzchak go all in? Where did Yitzchak do exactly the same thing? Thank you. In the Akedah. Right? If I'm worthy, I'm living. Great. If I'm not, great. But I'm going to go, nonetheless, I'm going to play it cool. I'm going to be the, you know, I'm going to let my dad do his thing. And we're going to be all in, all in.
So then what's the story with Yaakov actually getting in the end?
Wait, in the middle of a sicha here. What happened? We'll get there.
Yes.
But Esav, literally, is going all in, bluffing. And Yitzchak did the same thing with when he went to the Akedah. He went all in, he's bluffing. Right? So Yaakov says, great, that's good. That's good. The problem is what? What's the problem? Is that when you did a suffix and you went all in and you won, great. But what if you lose?
Left with nothing.
You're left with nothing, right? Anytime you play poker, there's the people who played. They're annoying, right? They never go in big. They never take big. They're just like slowly adding chip after chip after chip after chip. There's the guys who like one round have like all the chips, another round, they're left with like five or ten or maybe like anything, right? And like, you know, like loaning money to get back in the game. Like, you know, it's not good. Sfeikos is good if you're good. Raksot haya bezera Yaakov lefi sheyesh lahem mivtach oz b'Hashem Yitbarach sheyivara kol letova. Ze mutar lo lachnis atzmo safek. Lemi she'ein lo mivtach oz asur lachnis atzmo b'safek. What's the difference between Yitzchak and Yaakov and Esav? Sorry, Yitzchak and Esav. Yitzchak went all in. Why? Yitzchak went all in. Why? Because he's the son of Avram and Sarah, right? He's the son of Avram and Sarah. He got the good. He got a good portion, right? Esav, we know, based on the future, he was biologically Yitzchak and Rivka's son, but really. He was all Lavan's. He was all Lavan's nephew. It's really what he was. Really, Esav was Lavan's nephew. Because I'll say why his name is Esav. Esav means Asui. He was already all made. He was perfect. He was born perfect. All his features, everything he needed. He wasn't. He didn't have to grow. Right? He was born with a bris mila. He was born with all his teeth. He was born with all his hair. He had all the ability. He was already done. He didn't have to grow. He wasn't missing something.
He was born with a bris mila.
He's born Asui. That's what Chazal say. Asui, Esav. Means Shon Asui.
Also what we say about Moshe.
Also Noach was born with a Brit Mila. And Avram wasn't. And that was different between them. Right? Avram always had to work and work and work and work and work to be better. And Noach, he was like, okay, I'm done. I'm good. Right? And the Avoda, the difference between them. Right? So Esav is Asui. And Yaakov is a cave. He's the heel. He's the lowest part. He has to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Right? But if you have Miftach Oz, if you have what to rely upon, if you say, Avram, you know, why was Yitzchak so willingly going to the Akedah, putting it all in? Why? We learned this. Because who told him that we need to go to the Akedah? Avram, right? Needless did to say that Avram didn't know really what he was doing. It was all a spakar de lunahara, and that's why it's called Akedah Yitzchak, based on Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was a greater portion, believing in Avram, but Avram was believing, was had Sfeikos, right? And that was the Meshilach on the Akedah that we've done.
So Sfeikos are good, it just depends how...
It depends what you're relying on.
Yeah.
Right?
It depends on, like, when we talk about, like, over circus or whatever. Was it Shmi Yetzeh? Where you talked about, like, the house that you come from.
Right.
So it's important to rely on the house,
right.
But also still have that growth.
Right. So if you have a Mesorah, if you have a Derech, if you have an Avod, you can put yourself in Sfeikos. Right? If you have a good background, you can go to secular college. Right? right? You can even bring your children and family to live in secular college, right? But if you don't have a big background, then there's a place for people like that. People who don't have a background, don't want to put themselves in sfeikos. It's called U of Y, and the place for there, and the avoda then is to stay out of sfeikos, which is Yaakov. Yaakov stays out of sfeikos, but that's why Yitzchak doesn't like him. Yitzchak doesn't like him. He's like, okay, you're playing it safe.
But again, he's the one who ends up with the...
Wait. Why? Because what does his mother tell him to do? The whole thing.
So he then goes into...
Wait, the... yeah. Right? So it says like this.
His mother says to run.
So what does it say?
What?
Right? Kmo she'esav echiz atzmo bedvarim shenit baru achar kach shem raim. What's the problem? That Esav put himself in sfeikos. And what do we know about Esav? That at the end of the day, it was a failure. Ki lo mevarer HaKadosh Baruch Hu letov rak et Yisrael. Right? Who does the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Who has the power to be drawn in from sfeikos, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu helps the Yidden come out of Safek, right? Where the Goyim, when they put himself in sfeikos, God has no agenda to help them out of sfeikos, right? Kmo shenidbar b'pasuk v'tzedakah tiyeh lanu, right? We are going to be righteous because God has a desire for us to succeed. The kol misheno mizera Yaakov tov lefanav letzamtzem et atzmo kol minei tzimtzum kmo shenuit ba'er b'inyan gerim shasur lachnis atzman besfeikos. A person who doesn't come from the offspring of Yaakov, don't endeavor big. Don't go crazy, right? So if your dad's a billionaire, then you can invest in some startup company, and if they go bad, then you lose all your money. Okay, get some more money from your dad. But if you don't have any backing, you don't have any bank, you don't have any enrollment, you don't have any security, then don't invest all your money on something that is not a good investment, right?
So basically,
you have a Masorah, right?
But
you have a Masorah.
It's like almost don't play it safe, because safety is not the right way to do it.
We don't play it safe as Jews. We don't play it safe. What, the fact that you're here living in Galus and telling yourself that you're gonna live Jewish? Where 30% of the Torah you can't even do here based on the Ramban, all the Torah is just you're just practicing. That's sfeikos. You're always in sfeikos. Put us up in sfeikos, right? Because you can't be mesupak, which is what? Content.
Sfeikos are a good
thing. If you don't go through safek.
Sfeikos are a good thing.
Sfeikos are a good thing depending on what your outcome and what your income is, right? If your income is that you're the son of the Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that's why you're putting yourself in sfeikos, right? That's one thing. If you're putting yourself in sfeikos just for the sake of what's going to happen, just for entertainment?
No, I'm not saying for entertainment.
Right, seder. But some people put themselves in sfeikos. Seder. But some Jews put themselves in sfeikos for entertainment.
100%.
What do you mean? Shouldn't be by that.
They want to see what's going to happen if I go there and do that and see what happens, right? Chabad shlichim put themselves the most in sfeikos. Mm-hmm. But who? What are they coming from? What army are they part of? What general are they following? Right? They have no problem. Right? So says the Meashilach. Lefirach Yitzchak Asher Rash Isa Machnis Atzmo B'Dvarim Kaelu. Amar Imit Barer Zeh Gadol MiYaakov. Esav said, "Wow." Yaakov said, "Wow." Sorry, Yitzchak said, "Esav is pulling himself in sfeikos. Esav is doing meiser on Tevin, on Kash. He's getting involved in the most mundane things. He's trying to bring the Kedusha all the way down. That's fantastic. If he succeeds, he's going to be the highest, right? If Esav succeeds in the Sfeikos, he's going to be the highest. But if he doesn't succeed, he's going to fall the lowest, right? And Tarbut Edom, right? What we see about Amalek, who's his offspring, right? And Edom, who's his offspring, hey, that's their game. Western society, that's what they do the best. Right? They put themselves in sfeikos and most of the time they fall, right? Most of the time they don't succeed, right? Amalek puts himself in the most suffix. He's willing to battle and willing to jump into a boiling hot bathtub, right? Mm-hmm. And if nobody follows suit and jumps in the bathtub after him, then he just died for nothing. Or you got 10th degree burns for nothing, right? So it says the Meashilach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that it wasn't L'Shem Shemaim, that Yitzchak wasn't, Esav wasn't doing L'Shem Shemaim. The Gamkin beYisrael nimtzu nefashot shemutarim lachnis atzmam yoter b'sfeikos minefashos acheros. There are other souls that are allowed to put themselves in sfeikos, right? So Esav wasn't doing L'Shem Shemaim, and that's we have the proof. And also in Yiddishkeit, people put themselves in sfeikos. Some people put themselves in sfeikos more than others, and they have what to rely upon, right? So we know that Yehuda puts himself in sfeikos, Yosef puts himself in sfeikos. Yosef doesn't put himself in sfeikos, but Esav does. I'm sorry, David does. But what? How? Why does he put himself in Sphakos? Because Yishai, his father, put himself in Sphakos. Because Boaz, his grandfather, put himself in Sphakos. Because Yehuda, his great grandfather, and Tamar, his great grandmother, put himself in Sphakos. Right? She'elu be'elu mizera Yaakov ma'inyan shel Shimon v'dina ki Levi lo chafatz lakachta ki yarel nafsho pein ein kavanato be'omek l'shem shamayim. Shimon was supposed to marry Dina, right? Sorry, Levi was supposed to marry Dina, but he wasn't sure if it was l'shem shamayim, so he didn't marry Dina. And then what happened? Right? He called Shevet Levi him beyira v'istalkus misafek etzlam kmo she'nemar etzel v'itzam lo mora. Right? Shevet Levi's job is to stay out of Suffolk. Right? They're kohanim. They have yira. They put themselves out of Suffolk. They don't want to have problems. Right? They rather not do. That's why the kohanim can go deeper and deeper and deeper because there's no Suffolk. Shimon put himself in Safik, in great Safik. Ve'amar chas v'shalom she'ani machzik atzmi l'nuf. Right? When Zimri slept with Dina, with a Kozvi, which is, the Arizal tells us, the Gilgal of Shimon and Dina. Right? He puts himself in the most Safik. And Pirchas, who's from Shevet Levi, who doesn't put himself in Safik, says, whoa, no, kill him. Don't do Sfeikos like this. Right? If Shimon was right, right, then Kozvi would have converted. All of Midian would have converted, and that was it. That would be the end of Midian. That would be the end of Amalek. That would be the end of Am Yisrael's punishment. Right, but it didn't happen. V'nasai dina v'echnis atzmo bedvarim shetzarich lebiru ki amar shehu batuach b'Hashem sheivarei latov shekavanato lo yerak leotzi mishchem kol kavanato atzim shemayim. Right, and that's why Shimon married Dina in order to not leave her with Shechem. And everything was l'shem shamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu will show that. Balken ayat zarich kol shevet Shimon lebiru b'dvarim kaleh. That's why all of Shimon has birim, because Shimon put himself in Sfeikos when he killed Shechem and Chamor and took Dina as a wife, and that's why Zimri has this birim and so on and so forth. Kegon Zimri shaya amur gamken shekavanato tov kmo sheitbayer b'mekomo la'atid ukshitbayer shevet Shimon im alato gadol mishel Levi. And when Shimon, when we'll see that at the end of the day, that Shimon was really doing the Shem Shemaim, he'll be greater than Levi, right? Mm-hmm. Shimon and Levi don't have Nachala in Israel, don't have Nachala. They don't get, because of what they did, they don't get land. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi all don't get land. Reuven lives on the other side of the Jordan River. Shimon gets swallowed up by Yehuda, and Levi doesn't have Nachala. God's his Nachala, right? Shimon gets swallowed up in Yehuda. Yehuda is that. That's exactly what Yehuda is. Yehuda is Mr. Sfeikos. Right, so when Shimon joins Yehuda and becomes the a subset of David and that Mahalach, then they're greater than Levi, right? Then David HaMelech, the Melech, the Navi, the Nevi'im are greater, right? But Shimon has to be mivayer himself because of Sfeikos. So it says here the Me'ash Yilach. Why did Yitzchak love Esav? Because Esav put himself in Sfeikos. Safek of doing Meiser on salt, on Tevin, on Shra, right? And when you put yourself in Sfeikos, if you really succeed, you're going to be great. But the question is, what are you relying on? What are you relying on? Are you really doing L'Shem Shemaim? Don't put yourself in a Suffolk if you don't know what you're doing L'Shem Shemaim. Don't put yourself in a reality where you're going to have to choose the lesser of two evils unless you know how to avoid that reality, how to avoid the situation, right? Somebody told me I have to choose between two bad choices. So I said a smart person doesn't even come to that, right? If you're smart, then you'll never have to choose between two evils.
Also, didn't we say that if you only have two choices, then
if you have two bad choices, then
it's a hard telling you that right, there'll be two choices.
Right. Then there are other choices out there that you're just not seeing right now. Right. But a smart person doesn't even come into that situation. So says the Me'ashilach that the Beirut, we live in the Olam HaBeirut, we live in a world of being Mevarer stuff. And if we come from the Shem Shemaim and we're connecting to the Emes, then we're overcoming the Sfeikos. And if we're not, then Mevarer the Emes. And we don't overcome the Sfeikos, then we fall greater. But that is better to be going in Sfeikos and be Mevarer them than just Shevet Al Taz. And that's why Yitzchak likes Esav. Shebizochah.